Well, hello. Week 6, run 2. Right, let's brisk walk. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Right, so yeah, brisk walk for 5 minutes. Then we go into 10 minutes of running. And then 3 minutes of walking. And 10 minutes of running. So yeah, we're week 6. So we've done week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're in now. So like week 5, we've got 3 different sessions with different timed running. So the run 3, I think it's something like brisk walk for 25 minutes, that'd be nice. Brisk walk for 5 minutes, then off we go on a 25 minute jog. So yeah, we are now a minute into the brisk walk. I'm just going to organise my microphone, which I should have done before the podcast, but I've been too busy with mucking about. So yeah, we're in week 6 now. Through the medium of your listening to this, I've had a bit of a gap. I think the last week that I recorded was week 6 run 1. That was back in February or March, start of March. I stopped doing the couch to 5k. I was on week 4 and I seem to have drifted into various peaks and troughs. So it just shows, yeah, how much of continuity, how much of a habit it does give you. So stick with it, guys. You're doing really well. Those hands better be out of your pockets. Come on, hands out of your pockets. Keep your head up. Imaginary balloon, just pulling your head up straight. Maybe have a little bit of a squeeze of your shoulders into your back and loosen them down again, then squeeze them into your back and then lower them down a bit. Move your arms round, have a little bit of a move your neck to your left, move your neck to your right, especially if you haven't been doing anything for a while, but obviously you are doing very, very well and well done. So yeah, brisk walks, good smile. If you're listening to this in the future, this is in being recorded in the lockdown of 2021. It's now April. And there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a few races, running races starting, which is great. There's a lot more availability of people being able to get into the cars and drive around a bit. So yeah, if you have taken yourself out to somewhere different, well done you. And then after this brisk walk, we're going to go into the 10-minute running. Put some music in the background like I did for the others, but yeah, cool. It's week 6 now. If you haven't treated yourself to any kit, trainers, socks, new joggers, nice hoodie for afterwards, do it. And if you've got enough kit, just buy yourself some garden furniture or a little treat to yourself. I was doing couch to 5k, then I found myself in a garden centre when we bought a big box of posies because I'd done week 6 run 2. There we go. So we're just coming to the end of the 5-minute brisk walk, or as I used to like to call it, whenever we used to take the couch to 5k with real life people, news gossip and scandal for the 5 minutes. Always heats up the brain. Who really didn't know about that? I think in lockdown, all you do is talk about TV. Have you seen this film? Have you seen that box set? But yeah, I've discovered Chris Packham's Animal Einstein. Anyway, I'm rambling. We're just going to do the countdown. Hang on. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and jog. 10 minutes. Nice and easy. So let's go from your feet up to your head. How's your pace? Make sure you can sustain this pace. Slow it down. Still, it's all about technique. You don't want to, you know, you could go a bit faster towards the end of the session, but you want to be able to talk. You want to be able to think as well. I think a lot of the time people say, yeah, as long as you can talk, that's a good pace to go at. But if you just, oh yeah, okay, if you're just blurting out information, you can't really think when you're running. You're going a bit too fast, especially if it is in this couch to 5K, in this wonderment of change that your body and mind is going through. Yeah, cool. Wonderment, great word. So yeah, so make sure your feet aren't up. Just lift your feet up a bit. Lift your feet up a bit. How's your posture? Are your elbows helping by pushing them backwards and forwards to help with your running? Keep smiling. Hands out your pocket. Stop checking your phone. Don't forget, all this is already timed for you. So you can just relax. I have my phone without headphones. Just put it in my pocket, put it on, and I just listen to podcasts or music when I'm out and about walking. Yeah, so there we go. So well done, you're doing well. You're doing very well. So yeah, I'm currently just chilling in the house. I did some great walking over the bank holiday, which was great fun. My couch to 5K, I'm just doing more hiking. As much as I love running and stuff, I've got into my hiking and my walking, and I want to explore that experience. And I know that the whole running process will come back to me, but at the moment I'm enjoying that. I was feeling a bit forced, I think, into the jogging of the couch to 5K. And that's just personal. I've had open heart surgery last year, and I've got a couple of tumours. And I get a monthly injection where I can be a bit lethargic for about 4 days. And that's a norm, that's something that happens. So coming back to the same week or a different standard when I might not be 100%, rather than just going for a walk or a hike. So that's my reason. And I use the word reason rather than excuse. Always have a little monitor of your self-talk to see if you're filling it up with excuses rather than reasons. Probably listening to this in the garden centre. what am I doing? Yeah, brilliant. But yeah, you can't beat treating yourself. I am a big fan of the high five to yourself, and blowing your own trumpet, because you've got to. That's a good train of thought. Right, I'm just going to let you shut up. But remember your technique. It's your technique, remember. This is a technique that will be with you running, because you're runners, journey. So enjoy it. If you feel you're going too fast, slow down. If you're going too slow, just up the pace a little bit. What's your breathing doing? How is your breathing? In through your nose and out through your mouth. It's always good to breathe, obviously, but it's always good to, you know, have a little bit of enjoyment of the fresh air, especially spring. It's really fresh, you know, you can can almost taste it breathing in through your nose. Hold it for a couple of seconds and then out through your mouth. You know, if you do that three or four times where you're aware of what you're doing, it really does give a bit of a peaceful and chilled out manner to your enjoyment. So yeah, great. So I'm just gonna let you listen to the music, let you think about what you're doing, and let you not think about what you're doing as well. How natural are you with your running now? We've got 3.5 minutes left of this first 10-minute jog. You're doing well. How cool is that? Then it's a 3-minute walk. You know, brisk walk, not a browsing in the wine and crisps section of Asda. You know, it's a brisk walk, as if you're going to give somebody a row. Or you're after a bus, but you don't want to run. You know, it's that in between bit. So you're just keeping up the tempo, keeping the heart rate, keeping your consistency. Brilliant. So yeah, we're coming up to 3 minutes left to go. A 3-minute walk. So I'm recording this from my living room, and I don't know what I've done with the remote control, but it's currently on MasterChef and there's just food, and I've got my laptop, stopwatch, iPad, notebook to make sure that I'm doing the right timing, so I physically can't move or pause this and go and get some food from the fridge with the big shop from Asda arrived yesterday. So I'm eating like a lord for a couple of days. It's great when you have the big shop in. It's like, yeah, I'm just gonna have all of that. Brilliant. So yeah, this is the sacrifices I do for you guys. Sat here in my pants. Right, we've got starving now. I've made you hungry as well now, probably. Oh. Right, we're coming up to a minute to go. Come on, you're doing really well. Minute to go. So say if you want to go a bit faster for the minute, increase it. You know, we're week 6. You've got the ability, you've got the foundation. You can do that if you want to go faster, you can. And for all of you that are just brisk walking for the full couch to 5K, brisk walk a little bit faster. Move those arms. Make sure that the arms are moving. People seem to forget about the arms, and it's just such a great assistant with your running. 30 seconds left, 3 minutes of a brisk walk. 3 minutes of brisk walk coming up, and then 10 minutes. 10 minutes to go. There we go. Two, one, and walk. Walk 3 minutes. How's that? Suck it in. Rearrange your pants if you've got a bit of a wedgie. Off your t-shirts, right, rode up your back a bit. You know, have a bit of a wiggle jiggle. Readjust yourself if you need to tie your shoelace. Tie it. I put a question out to one of the groups. You know, I do these little memes. Is it memes? 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 I don't know what it's called. We're just too much in the future. And I asked the question, are you a waiter or I'll let them catch me upper? So if you're out jogging and your pal is tying their shoelace, what do you do? Do you wait for them or run ahead? Now, neither are bad. It's just, what do you do? I run off for the simple reason, if I stop, I just can't start again sometimes. I'm in the flow, man. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I go. And sometimes I tie my shoelace on purpose to make sure the person I'm running with runs off. Oh, terrible. Terrible man. Terrible man. But yeah, I've done that a few times in a few races, especially long distance races, where you may beat somebody who might not be on the same wavelength as you, and they start talking at you, and you're just trying to soak it all in, a bit like me today. And you say, oh, I'm just going to tie my shoelace if you wanna crack on, I'll be with you in a minute. And I just see them go off into the distance. And then I start again. Oh dear. So yeah. I'm trying to work out 3 minutes. 10 plus 3 plus the 5 of the brisk walk is 18. 5, 6. So we've got 30. See the maths I'm doing for you guys. The science behind all this. So we've got 30 seconds left of this beautiful walk, then 10 minutes to finish. Yabbering on today, aren't I? Oh, good Lord. Because I haven't been on for ages, I think. That's probably why. Although, if you're listening to this, you won't have noticed. 10 seconds to go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And jog. We're jogging. It's the last jog of week 6, run 2. So it almost went as if I was the Gladiators presenter. Week on Gladiators, week 6, run 2. I've gotten excited, haven't I? I've got excited. And this needs to be done on a kind of not too excited level. Because we just have people flying around in the couch to 5k and potentially injuring themselves. But yeah, remember to smile. You're doing really well. It's the last 10 minutes. Yes. Ooh, 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 ooh. And then I'm going to go and see. So now, other podcasts that you can listen to. I don't listen to any other running podcasts because I like to listen to a bit of entertainment when I'm out. And I've been listening to Rob Beckett, Homeschooling, which is brilliant. And even if you haven't got kids, I like the energy of Rob Beckett. I think he's a very, very talented guy. And he's just got that... he's just got that energy about him, and he says what comes to his head straight away, which is fantastic. Very funny guy. Very funny guy. So yeah, Rob Beckett, Homeschooling Podcasts. they're good to listen to, even if, you know, there's nothing, if you don't fancy anything on the radio. I thought I was going to say, if you're wallpapering, what am I doing? I've never wallpapered. I don't want you to start wallpapering. You're in the middle of Couch to 5K, for God's sake. So you'll finish today, you'll go to a garden centre, and then you'll go and do some wallpapering, because I've sent this subliminal message into our brains. Oh dear. Right. I'm just going to be quiet for a bit. Keep your head up. Keep moving those arms. It's good. It is good. You move your arms, your legs move as well. Oh dear me. I'm going to let you crack on. Got 6 minutes to go. Whenever it is silent, I feel a bit of a, not fraud, because this is for free, but I just feel, you know, when Robbie Williams was doing concerts and he'd start singing Angels, and then he'd put the microphone to the crowd and they'd sing everything, and then they'd still give him a round of applause afterwards. I feel that whenever I'm having to be quiet. I think, yes, I do have a problem being quiet once I've started talking. I like to continue. So yeah, the silence, it's great for you. But I'm sat here, you know. Oh, poor Hugh, the wallpapering garden centre Couch 5K coach. So cool. That will have been once we finish today. Brisk walk, 5 minutes, that's great. 10 minute running, 3 minutes walking, 10 minutes running. So you've probably done a couple of mile. Do you reckon? I reckon you've done at least a couple of miles, at least. Which makes it about 3 and a bit K. Some of you may have gone further. Some of you may have gone less. But at least you've gone. You and me. You've gone. You're doing it. It's habit. And I'm really proud of you. I think it's great. I really do. On that quiet bit, I found the remote control. I just pressed the first thing. And it's like houses under the hammer. So there's a bit of a DIY feel to today. So it is a case of do it yourself. The Couch 5K is, and I think that's why it's so rewarding, because you're doing it yourself. There's no quick fix. I think quick fixes look rubbish normally. You can see I've turned this into a DIY special. You can normally see the joins rather than taking time. Oh my God, overstuff. So, yeah, running is like doing up a house. You need to take time. Sometimes you need to paint a wall 3 times. Oh, my dear. We just need this 10 minutes to end. Where are we? Oh, the clock's gone off. I've got to put my code back in. Hang on. We're almost there, okay? Stick with it. We've got 3 minutes left. dear. And week six, run three, I'll be talking about how running's similar to the animal kingdom after watching a program about animals and how we are very similar. Not just monkeys. Please don't Google the African spotted female cheetah until we've done week six, run three, because that's just mind blowing. It'll take our mind off the 25 minutes when we're running that. So we've got 2 minutes to go. Brilliant. Well done. Fantastic. It is fantastic. Give yourself a smile. And tell one of your positive friends what you've done once you've done it. You know, we've all got mates. Some of them aren't runners. Don't tell them. Tell somebody that you're going to get some good feedback of, hey, I've just been doing, oh, well done you. That's what you want to hear. Rather than if you've got, like, we've got non-running friends. Oh, I've just done my couch 5K. Oh, brilliant. Have you seen the new Vikings episode? Sort of thing. Yeah, you want somebody to go, awesome. So, yeah, great. Minute and a half to go. Go on. Go a bit faster. Yeah? Go on. Head up. Move those arms backwards and forwards. Lift the feet a bit. Look forward. Keep your head up. You better have been keeping your head up in this, by the way. Otherwise, you get a big row. So 10 minutes to go. So hopefully... 10 minutes to go, say a minute to go. So hopefully you are out within sight of where you live or where your car is or where you started. If you're nowhere near, well done for getting lost. Brilliant. I'm a big fan of getting lost. It shows initiative. But yeah, good. We are almost there. We've got 30 seconds. 30 seconds ago, so that was week 6, run 2, doing ever so well. Got 10 seconds left to go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and stop. Well done, you. That's it, you've done it. Done. Brilliant. Really proud of you. And we'll see you on Couch to 5K, week 6, run 3, after this episode. Remember to give yourself a bit of a few days off to rest up and that. But well done. And we'll see you in a garden centre. Ta!